It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. How you doing? Hope you're having a good afternoon, giving Mark Reardon a well-deserved day off. The Democrats are in a quandary, as you may know. And even James Carville is talking about how bad the situation is for Democrats. I mean, you know, he just seems flat out disgusted with the entire thing. And now there's been a poll talking about how there's more bad news for Democrats. Voters are now calling them, most voters, too radical. And here from Issues and Insights, he's the editor, Terry Jones, has a great story out about that today. How are you, sir? Nice to have you on here on the Mark Reardon Show.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Heidi.
Hey, you know, it surprises me. Well, it doesn't surprise me that the Democrats are doing so poorly because people just don't really know what they stand for anymore. The question was asked, do you think the Democrat Party has become too radical in its views and policies? 45% of all poll respondents said yes. That is huge.
Yeah, we were surprised at the size of it. We weren't surprised that there would be a significant number, but 45% is enormous. And when you add into that the fact that, you know, 22% of Democrats say that, that's one out of five of their voters, just over one out of five of their voters say the same thing. That's a real danger spot for the Democrats because it suggests that they're very much out of touch with all voters, but even their own voters.
Well, that's what it comes down to. James Carville had an op-ed you may have seen today in the New York Times, and he was talking about how he says, constipated, leaderless, confused, a cracked out clown car, divided. He's talking about, he said, these are words I hear from my fellow Democrats to describe our party. This is what they're dealing with. And they got 2026 looming, and they have no plan.
Yeah, they have no plan, and really, they don't have any leader. We asked a third question of the people who responded to our poll about who do you consider to be the current leader of the Democrats? And it was pretty much solid across the board. It was Harris, it was Schumer, it was former President Barack Obama, but they were all low percentage points. I mean, there's nobody who jumps out as somebody saying, oh my gosh, they're a real leader. In fact, the number one vote getter was not sure, 37%.
Wow.
Everybody, the exception of Kamala Harris, was in single digits. And that tells you that they are a ship without a rudder right now.
Well, that's it. And then you've got Gavin Newsom running around the country. He was in South Carolina, as you know, about a week or so ago. And who was he trying to impress in the Bible Belt? You know, that show does not play in South Carolina. And all the Republicans have to do is show videos of what's happening in California. All the houses burned down. All the homeless people lined on the beaches who were there before the houses burned down, by the way, and say, do you want your state to look like this? I mean, this is such a gimme shot.
Yeah, it is, and I, you know, and I would add to that, you know, in California, you know, he can get away with posing as a centrist, which he has tried to do in the last 6 months, but it's not going to work in other states because they've been watching this from afar and seeing what a disaster California is. We now have the highest poverty rate in the nation. I mean, it's really incredible. And he comes in at about 5%. I can't see him leapfrogging over anybody really on the list. Who do they have who's a potential presidential person? I see no one there. I mean, I really don't. And I think they should be deeply worried about that as a party.
Well, they should be. And when you look, I looked at a picture the other day. Somebody posted a picture in California. I think it was looking down on Malibu, Palisades and all those houses. Not only are the houses not rebuilt, and who knows if they're ever going to be, according to a lot of people, think they're going to grab the land and make affordable housing from it. But not only are they not rebuilt, they can't even clear the land. They can't even clear the fire. I have friends who had a fire in their garage a couple months back. They had to clear, the people came out and did, an insurance company, cleared all the stuff out of the garage so it's not blowing around, so it's not smelling because it smells horrible. And they can't even do that in California. I mean, imagine that on the national level.
Yeah, it's really bad. And our government here is totally dysfunctional and seized by its own ideology, which is far left, and they're incapable of doing things that would you would consider routine in any normal state, and they're incapable of doing it. Everybody was talking about when the fire happened earlier this year that things were going to be different. They were going to there were going to be expedited permits and things of that. So far there have just been a handful handed out, and there are literally thousands of people sitting on land that they can't do anything with right now other than clean up, and they have no way to go forward. And so a lot of them are just going to end up selling their land probably back to the state or to investors and moving out of the state. And we're going to lose some of our wealthiest and most talented people once again to other states because the state of California failed them.
And that is terrible. We're speaking with Terry Jones, editor of Issues and Insights. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. And that's what they're wanting. They want these people to just sell their land back to the state because the state makes it so miserable to try to rebuild. And many of these people had owned this land, Altadena, other areas in California, had owned this land for decades. Their parents had owned these houses. Yeah. And they can't possibly rebuild. I mean, the houses were older and cute, but, not the mansions. A lot of people think it's all mansions. It was not. And even if it were all mansions, the fact is you own the land. You should be able to rebuild on it. And that's just, it's horrifying that government would do that and just drag their feet to the point where you give up your land. Terrible.
Yeah. And they really don't have any recourse. I mean, there's no place they can go to say, I would like a second opinion or I would like this overturned. There is no, court of ultimate resort for them. So yeah. It's a serious problem out here. And I think, once people realize that that is the direction that the national party of the Democratic Party is going, they're going to say no to that. And it appears that they're already doing that. I mean, the Democrats showed they had spectacular weakness in the heartland of the country among formerly Democratic voters, people who were blue collar workers and people who are not living in any of the wealthy coastal enclaves, New York and San Francisco and L.A. and Seattle. Those people in the middle of the country have had enough of this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're tired of it. We're speaking with Terry Jones. He's the editor of Issues and Insights. It's interesting, too. The Democrats, we don't even know what they stand for. They used to go along with what you were saying. They used to be thought of as the party for the working class and things like that. Right. Well, you've got people in Nevada, my home state, senators voting against the no taxes on tips. Now, how's the no taxes on tips going to work? I don't really know. OK, I'm not dumb enough to think it's going to be a panacea. But they voted against it. And they claimed when you've got a huge amount of people working in the tip earning industry, who do the Democrats represent? Do they represent nothing but death, killing babies, killing old people with assisted euthanasia? They don't want police anywhere. They don't want any kind of law enforcement. That's really how people perceive them now, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and the reputation is following all Democrats. I think there are still a handful of more or less centrist Democrats in the party who are going to be tainted by this whole thing. And it's not helped. It doesn't help that when you have people in Congress, Democrats, who are saying positive things about backing Hamas, who are are seeking to keep people who are here illegally from being deported, even criminals, it's backing ambush attacks on ICE and all this other stuff, and I don't know. You go down the line from issue to issue, and it just seems like the party has just spun out of control and cut the dock ropes between it and reality, and it's floating off.
That's very true. I mean, let's go back to when Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, as you know the story, was on a radio show being interviewed, and he talked about once a child's born, then we would make a decision about whether it lived. I mean, I'm not, you know the story, because it was in the context of abortion. And I'm thinking, I don't care who you are, where you sit on the abortion issue. This is a separate human being with civil rights. And now you're talking about the child. And that was horrific enough. Not one Democrat came out to denounce him. Not one. That spoke volumes about the party.
Yeah. Once you're born, I guess, they don't realize that you have constitutional rights, and one of those is life and liberty, and not death. And it seemed, when I read that, I thought there must be something I'm not understanding here, because this couldn't be. But yes, it was.
Yep, I watched it. I watched the video of it. And I mean, for him to say that, and that's sick enough, but to have no Democrats, none of them, not in leadership, not in, a small council of people, nobody denounced him, because they're all terrified to do it. The ones who were against it, maybe most of them weren't. But the idea that nobody denounced that, said, no, that's not what we stand for. We don't stand for killing children after they're born. That's not okay with us. They never did that. And that told people a lot.
Yeah. Yes, and I think there are a lot of people, including Democrats, I know several, who are not, pro-abortion rights, all the way up to birth. And I think they've been shocked by this. There has to be lines drawn, and it's increasingly obvious that the Democrats don't have any lines right now.
Right.
They're racing to the far left, and they're getting there pretty quickly. It's going to be difficult for them too, because they're having trouble raising money, and that's a serious problem that they're going to have going forward.
Yeah, well, then you've got the guy ChatGPT creator Sam Altman coming out, and this was a big donor to the Democrats, billionaire. He's saying he's politically homeless. That's the kind of stuff that kills them. They're depending on the high tech guys and the entertainers, all these people to come out and give them money. And if those people bow out, they're really in big trouble.
Yeah, they will be. And they're already in trouble. I just saw the latest, the amount of cash on hand the Democrats had was just over $12.5 million, I guess it was. And the Republicans have 88.5 million.
Wow.
Huge gap there right now, and the money has dried up for the Democrats, both from all the billionaires who used to give them money and are turned off by things like their anti-Semitism and things of that sort, but also there's some question of whether the NGO money that used to flow to the Democrats has been choked off now, thanks to Doge and those efforts. We'll see.
Well, these are happy days for the Republicans, and let's hope we can maintain this momentum. That's the important thing. Terry Jones, editor, Issues and Insights. Thanks for joining the Mark Reardon Show. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, Heidi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. How you doing? Good afternoon. Mark's taking a well-deserved day off. Got Ethan here, my friend, my former producer, when we did our own thing, but that's okay. I'm happy to share now, apparently, with everybody, Annie, Mark, everybody. I don't know how this whole thing happened, but okay. Just got completely out of control, didn't it, bud?
I guess so.
All right. Did you see this the other night? They had the All-Star, WNBA All-Star game. We talked about that a little bit earlier, the whole topic of the WNBA and how they're losing all this money and nobody cares. And can we just all be honest about it? It's not that people like Caitlin Clark because she's white. People like Caitlin Clark because she's a great player and she keeps her nose clean. And she's not out there trying to make a statement about everything. All right, that's why people like her. They're tired of everyone having a grievance. It just gets old. Anyway, I mean, remember when nobody watched golf for years because Tiger wasn't there? When Tiger wasn't playing, and I'm a casual golf viewer, Tiger wasn't there. You don't need me to tell you that. Nothing to do with race. It's, are you interested? Simone Biles. How many people cheered Simone Biles at the Olympics? Loved her until she had this big dust up with Riley Gaines recently and they, you know, that whole thing. But people loved her. They don't care what color you are. You're an exciting athlete. They're all excited about you. It's great to watch you. Everybody, you know, you get all kinds of eyeballs on you. Everybody knows that. It's not a race issue. People don't even get that anyway. So ESPN, the ESPN host, made a comment that I thought was kind of funny. Sue, did you hear this one?
Sue will be back in just a moment.
Oh, she'll be back in a second. Okay, let me know. Because so they were having the halftime during the All-Star game. Okay. And one of the hosts there was talking about how, saying, well, I hope it gets a little more competitive and this and that. Okay, fine. This is L. Duncan is the host. Okay. Hope it gets a little more competitive. And then she said, because like a girl's trip to Cancun, right now there's no D. Okay.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I did unfortunately hear that.
Come on, that's funny. Why is everybody so up in arms about it?
Who said that?
One of the ESPN hosts said that during the WNBA All-Star game.
Oh, I see.
I'm just wondering what
like
would...
a girl's trip to Cancun. Yeah, there's no D. It's funny.
I wonder how
kind of funny. Come on.
It is, but I just wonder how it would be taken if it was the other way around and a guy made
a joke. Oh, here we go.
Like
go
that.
Ahead. Give me an example, Ethan.
I don't
go
even
ahead.
Know
oh,
what the example
as
would
a
be. And here's the thing. I don't want to make an example because I'm afraid I would get in trouble for saying it.
Yeah, but you're not that guy. You're not the guy. You're not snarky like Sue and I are. So you're not the guy to have a snarky take. No, and I mean that in the best possible way. That's just not your deal. But if somebody's already joking, I mean, it's a joke.
I didn't think twice about it when I heard it. I agree. It's not something to be up in arms about. But I can tell you this much. As a male in the business, obviously nowhere near that level, I would be really nervous to make a comment like that because of the potential repercussions.
Uh-huh. I mean, on one hand, people will suddenly know who you are.
That is true.
On the other hand,
that is true.
Right.
Do you want to be known
right.
for that? I don't know.
Immediately hire a crisis management expert.
Right.
No, I think, you know, and it's once again, like Ethan said, it's not a man saying this. It's a woman saying, because like a girl's trip to Cancun right now, there's no D. Now, a woman would know. I've never been on a girl's trip to Cancun, but a woman apparently, you know, for a woman to say that, it's funny because they're clearly they've had the experience. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, and people are up in arms about this. You know what? This is what's killed a lot of broadcasting.
You're right.
These people are always getting in trouble. Why'd they say anything that's the least bit edgy and, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yep.
You know, I met a guy a while back who was he's kind of a fat guy. He'll tell you that he's a fat guy. He said, I'm a comedian. I'm a fat guy. I can't make fat jokes. That's what he said.
Yeah, that'd be really annoying.
What is it with people that you can't be funny? I mean, edgy is what people remember.
True.
And if it's not, listen, if you're not naturally edgy or snarky or sarcastic, then don't try to force it because you just sound like an idiot. But if you're somebody who come off the cuff with some funny one-liner like that, I don't know why anybody has to get upset about it.
I have to agree.
Yeah, I just... You know, nowadays, I mean, you say one wrong thing and they get you off the air, I guess. Well, I mean, that's always been the case for talk show hosts. But these guys try to walk a tightrope, especially the guys. The guys seem to get more trouble than the girls do. Just stupid now. How about Colbert?
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We're getting off the air. Anybody care? Anybody raising hands? Nobody?
No one in studio here. Nope. That's for sure.
Who knew he was even still on? I didn't even know he was still on the air. Did you?
I only knew you were still on because you would see some interesting quotes, usually trashing Donald Trump on social medias on the occasion. But it got to the point you just roll your eyes hearing that stuff. And there's such an agenda to it. So honestly, to me, it feels almost like a good riddance. I don't know about you, Sue. I just got tired of all the agenda. It's like, be funny. Just wasn't funny anymore.
I haven't watched late night TV. I mean, my schedule doesn't allow it. But sure. In ages, I just don't think it's really a thing anymore. And the fact that there were 200 people working on that show, and it was, what, running at a deficit of $40 million or something? Well, of course it's gone.
Yeah, that's what I don't care what his politics are. He's entitled to say whatever he wants to. Yeah. I mean, I'm entitled to turn the TV off. I haven't watched it late night TV since Jay Leno left. I mean, honestly, and Jay Leno was never nasty. Johnny Carson was never nasty. And they took jabs at both sides and it was not mean spirited. And nowadays it's just turned into an agenda, which once again, you're entitled to have. But I really don't need you beating that in my head. And what happened to entertainment? I mean, entertainment seems to be lacking.
Yep.
You know, when you see entertainment shows like the Oscars or the Grammys or what Tonys, and all people are doing is making political comments. Wait a minute. These are professional entertainers. They're there to award somebody something, and they cannot get up and be funny and lighthearted or do anything without a script.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, those are the award shows are the most boring things. You go on YouTube and you can look back to the ones like in the 70s where everybody dressed in a nice gown and nobody was talking politics. And they dressed like ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I saw one where Fred Astaire did a whole dance routine. It was so cute and just very, very different. There was just an aura about it. And now it's just, let's get up and bash Trump.
You know what? That's really true. It was more entertaining. And now it's just, you're right, it's all political. And people want a break from that. And I don't understand how they don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, you're entitled to have an agenda, but if you just get to where you're just like nails on a chalkboard, you're going to be out the door. That's what's going to happen. So I don't care. And then a lot of people are whining. And by the way, here's another thing we never get in radio. He's getting a year's notice. Anybody gotten that? Raise your hand. In radio?
Nope. Crickets.
In sports? Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Anybody? Anybody? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Bueller? Bueller? Anybody? Nobody? Okay. Just checking. Mm-hmm. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. Harris, in for Mark Reardon. How you doing? Glad you're with me. Oh, here's a shocker. Looks like somebody's going to need another butt whipping. Brett Baer interviewed Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. I'm going to screw this up, I'm sure. Araghchi? And he said, Iran will not give up nuclear enrichment. Well, there's a shocker. He's confirmed that today. An exclusive interview with Fox News' Brett Baer. He said that the U.S.'s top ambition in preventing Tehran from further developing a nuclear weapon by blocking all enrichment capabilities is unlikely to come to fruition. Okay. He said, we cannot give up enrichment because it's an achievement of our own scientists. Oh, really? You mean the ones who are still alive? You know, Israel has a way of picking those people off. They've assassinated so many of those guys. He said, and now more than that, it's a question of national pride. Our enrichment is so dear to us. Ah, okay. The full interview, I guess, is going to air here in the next couple of days. He said, our facilities have been damaged, seriously damaged. What? Your facilities have been damaged? That's not what CNN was saying last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. They weren't. Well, you know, yeah, they sent in the bombers, but they didn't really do a lot of damage. Brother. He said, the extent of which is now under evaluation by our Atomic Energy Organization. Once again, this is what Iran is saying. As far as I know, he said they're seriously damaged. Now, who knows if he's telling the truth? I assume they are because I have faith in our military to do it correctly and the intelligence that tells them where the stuff is. So I'm going with the Trump side of this. I did an interview with a retired Air Force general, and you can find this if you go to the Odyssey app. And you look for podcasts, you look Heidi Harris Show podcast. And I interviewed him about what went on over there, Operation Midnight Hammer and whatnot. What was amazing was he was actually there when they were testing the bunker busters. And he was telling me a story about being out at what's called the Nellis Test and Training Range. It's in Vegas, near Vegas. It's a huge, huge amount of land that they do a lot of this testing. And they put a traffic, the reason they designed the bunker busters is for exactly what they used it for. Not necessarily Iran, but whoever. They knew they needed this and they came up with one. It took them years, but they came up with one. So when they were testing the bunker busters, he said they put a traffic cone on top of a mountain, whatever the flat mountain was they were going to test, a traffic cone. They dropped this bunker buster, this heavy, heavy, huge bunker buster. He said it split the traffic cone in half. That's how precise they are. And, you know, wasn't it great to see Trump use our military for what it's intended to be, which is defending freedom and occasionally giving an ass whooping to somebody who needs it. I mean, these people needed it. They needed to get their butts kicked, and they did. And it was good to see. Because what would be nice to see is obviously a change in leadership over in Iran so the people can have freedom again. You know, you see old pictures of people like in the 70s, women walking around with normal clothes on. Then all of a sudden these mullahs come in and it's horrible. It's hard to imagine losing our freedom like that, but it happens all over the world. So Iran gets their butts kicked and yeah, they're weakened. How much? We don't know. We have no way to know. But they're not going to give up their intent. To, first of all, death to America, death to Israel. That's what they want. So that's the thing. You could try to do the whack-a-mole game and kill them here, kill them there, pick off, assassinate this one, pick off that one, this, that, and the other, blow things up. You can't. But the problem is you still have the ideology. You have the ideology of people who are just not going to change. I'm not talking about every person in Iran. I'm talking about the government. I saw a video today. Luckily, they didn't show the whole thing, but there was a video of a woman who married the wrong guy and they killed her. And they, and her, the guy she married. I mean, this is the kind of so-called honor killings still go on. I don't know if this was Iran. It might've been Pakistan. No, I'm not sure if it was Iran. One of the two, I'm not looking at it right now, but the kind of thinking that people have when they come, even they come to America. You know, there was a story about a guy a while back who tried to kill his daughter right in front of the school. She was a teenager, wouldn't get on a plane to go back to the Middle East and marry somebody he wanted to marry. Tried to kill her. I mean, that's the problem. You can move somebody to America, you know, hopefully legally they come in here, but their attitude's not changing. The ideology hasn't changed. Same with Iran. Their ideology is not going to change. So all we can do is try to stay ahead of them and their capability of trying to cause death to America and death to Israel. That's all they can do. It's all we can do. You know, you're not going to eliminate evil. You can try to keep it on the run, which is what we're doing. With this idea, they refuse to give up their stuff. You know, kind of reminds me, back in the day, there used to be a T-shirt that was very popular, and it had an eagle swooping in to a mouse, and the mouse was flipping the eagle off, and it said, "The last act of defiance." And so when I think of Iran, I mean, they're going to stand there like the mouse flipping us off as we come in with the bunker busters or whatever else we need to do. Iran's maintained it's not seeking a nuclear weapon. Sure. Sure. We'll see. We don't know. But what we do know is they want to kill Israel. We want to kill death to Israel, death to America. That's what they want. So it's sad because you're not going to eliminate that, but we do keep an eye on him. And thank God for Trump that he was willing to use the weapons that we have and have developed in this country for that purpose. I mean, obviously you don't want to use every weapon developed for that purpose. You want to not use any weapons if you can avoid it, just because you don't want things to escalate. But in this particular case, I think it sent a message to the world that A, we have these bombs and you don't, bring it, China. You know, we'll see you there kind of thing, because there's a lot of talk of China and America going at it in 2027. I was at an event a while back at a luncheon, and there was a member of the military speaking about that, like it was on the calendar, 2027. I went, "Oh, excuse me, sir." And it wasn't a classified briefing. And I said, I've heard this before, but where, you know, what are you basing this on? He was explaining what they're basing it on, the different things, China's capabilities by then, the weather, I mean, all kinds of things. They're pretty much putting 2027 on their calendar. Now I'm hoping that by using the bunker busters in Iraq, I keep saying Iraq, Iran, we have sent a message, don't mess with us. That's the whole point of having a great military deterrence. And once in a while, you got to kick some butt. That's it. You have to. Because bad guys, they don't respond. They don't respond to negotiations. They don't. They only respond to brute strength. That's the same with the bully on the schoolyard. The bully on the schoolyard, if you give him your lunchbox, does anyone carry a lunchbox anymore? If you give them your lunch, they perceive you as weak, so then they demand your jacket or your iPad or whatever. That's how bullies think. The only thing that backs a bully off is brute force. They don't change. I remember years ago, my father was undergoing he didn't wind up doing the treatment. I don't blame him. It wouldn't have helped. But he went to meet with an oncologist because he was diagnosed with cancer. And the doctor was from Iran. And this was about the time the anthrax attacks were happening. And I said to him, "So, doctor," you know, I'll be able to talk to anybody. I said, "What do you think about the anthrax attacks?" And he looked at me and he said, "You Americans are weak." He said, "I know these people. I know how they think." He said, "You need to round up everybody and question them." And he went on and on and on. And this guy's Persian, came from Iran. He said, "I moved here in 1980, you know, when the Olympics were coming, and they, you know, basically gave him the third degree." And he said, "That's what you need to do." He said, "I know how they think and you don't." And that was so important to hear from a guy from Iran. Now, is that every Iranian person? Nobody's saying they all want to do us harm. We're talking about the ones who want to do us harm. That we just want to be, everybody's nice. Everyone comes to America because they want a better chance at life. And nobody's trying to harm us. And we still don't have a clue how many people have come into this country who want to hurt us. I'm not talking about the people who want to come in and get a free ride. You know, want to have kids, have them in our schools, you know, get on welfare. We're not talking about that. How many people are coming into the country who are actively here because they're sleeper cells? We don't know. I mean, they've already found a terrorist training ground. They found one a few years ago in New Mexico. We know that's here. That element is here. How many are here? There are people reporting that tons and tons of adult Chinese men. How are Chinese men getting here? How are they leaving China? How is that allowed? right? And we hear these stories. I know people who have ranches on the border between Mexico and Arizona, and they find all kinds of things out there that aren't from Latinos coming across. I'm not worried about the person running the taco cart. I'm not saying they should be here illegally, but that's not the person I'm worried about. Where are these sleeper cells? We don't know. When will they be activated? We don't know. But we know that Iran still wants to get us. Can you imagine if Joe Biden were president? Ugh, he wasn't really president. We know. He wasn't president, much less president the last few years. Can you imagine if Kamala Harris were president now? My gosh, what would have happened? Nothing, because Israel, you know, it just, you know, we've got to pick the side. Got to pick the right side. And there are people who just want to kill everybody, and they're not going to change. So we just have to stay on top of them. That's all we can do. So it'll be interesting to see that interview that Bret Baier does when he rolls out the entire interview. But that's their attitude. They're defiant. They're basically like that little mouse in the T-shirt I remember seeing years ago with the eagle. The mouse is like, yeah, you're going to get me, but I'm going to give you the finger before you do it. Yeah. Interesting times we live in, right? Yeah, that's true. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. Good evening. It's always fun hanging out with you and hanging out with some of my very favorite people on radio, including Ethan, Sue, Fred. Always a great time here on 97.1 FM Talk. You can follow me on all the socials, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. You can follow Mark Reardon, that's more important, Mark Reardon, KFTK, on X. It's time for the cut of the day. We got some good ones. Actually, maybe just more than one today, but we'll have some fun with this.
Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Let's go to clip number six, Ethan.
We haven't heard anything from them. They haven't called me and said, like, don't get too comfortable in that office, Stuart. You know, but let me tell you something. I've been kicked out of your establishments than that.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That's what I always say. I've been kicked out of better joints. Yeah, that's Jon Stewart worried about his show. You know, once again, I don't pick on any of these guys. All right. They're talented. They do their thing. I just don't listen. I don't watch any network television and definitely not anything late night. So I didn't even know these guys were still on. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I don't know who does watch them. Obviously somebody does, but these shows cost a lot of money to produce. They've got a lot of people running them, running the shows, which, you know, and so, and they're getting, at least in the case of Colbert, he's getting a year's notice. Are you kidding me? We in radio don't have any sympathy for that at all. We get 5 minutes. You're off the air. You're done. That's how it goes for us. We don't want to hear anything about it. Ethan, let's go with clip 15. This is WNBA, Nafessa Collier.
The players obviously are taking this really seriously. We have the most participation in league history. I think we had close to 40 players in our league meeting. I think it just sends a really strong message that we're standing really firm on certain areas that we feel really strongly that we need to improve on. And I think we got that message across.
Well, obviously the WNBA, listen, we want people paid, but the market's going to decide how much you get paid. And if the league lost 40 million, I guess it's an up, they expected to lose 50 million, lost 40 million last year. I'm not sure how anybody gets a pay raise when it comes to that. I don't know how that works. And I get it. It's not just about a pay raise. It's about the collective bargaining agreement. They want a bigger percentage like the NBA. I get that part of it. Okay. If the NBA gets a certain percentage, then you should get that in the WNBA. That seems fair to me. But the huge money that some of these NBA players make, no, because you don't have the eyeballs on the set. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you ever watch it, Sue, ever?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I tried. I tried watching a couple games, like on Amazon Prime or whatever it was now. It's a thing. You can't keep track of where any of them are because there are all these different things. And, you know, 5 minutes, I'm out. And they're great players. They're great athletes. God bless them. I couldn't do it. You know, I respect that. But I don't watch NBA either. I think a lot of people and a lot of folks just aren't interested in the agenda or them beating up on Caitlin Clark. And everybody knows it's mostly jealousy. You know, they can't stand it that she comes in with all these people liking her, but she's kept her nose clean and kept her mouth shut. How about that? Because here's the thing. When you're a student athlete, especially when you're at the college level, even high school level, you ought to get some good guidance very early on to keep your mouth shut and keep your nose clean, because you got to think long game. You have to think, what am I going to do after I'm not playing baseball or soccer or basketball, right? Will I get the endorsements while I'm there? And will I be able to make money going forward? Because most athletes have very short careers. Everybody knows that. But instead, some of these people start mouthing off. And the next thing you know, nobody wants to draft him, not mentioning anybody in the NFL. People don't want to draft him because they're obnoxious or because they have some kind of history or because it's an agenda. Someone's concerned about an agenda. You're going to come into the locker room. You're going to cause problems, whatever your agenda might be. And when you've got a player like Caitlin Clark, who's not only, you know, has no agenda, but she's a great player. But there are other great players in the WNBA. Everybody knows that. But she's a great player, but no agenda. No whining and complaining about money all the time in a league that doesn't, you know, is basically a welfare league from the standpoint of the NBA having to prop them up. That's what they should call it, the welfare league, instead of the, I don't know if anybody else has said that, but yeah, I am. Ethan, can we go with clip 8? This is Kristi Noem and Tom Homan talking about that ICE agent who was attacked.
Our officer was off duty on Saturday evening when him and his friend were attacked. They were attacked by two individuals that were set on robbing them. One of the suspected attackers, the one that was injured, his name is Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, a Dominican national that was entering into this country illegally back in 2023. There's absolutely zero reason that someone who is scum of the earth like this should be running loose on the streets of New York City.
I buried Border Patrol agents. I buried ICE agents. Luckily, thank God, we're not burying one today. Enough.
Wow. So that's the whole thing. These people who promote lawlessness. You can't have police coming in here. You can't have the National Guard coming in here. Well, what are you going to have? In some cases, not all cases, you need the National Guard. But these are people who promote lawlessness. They don't want America to be a law-abiding country. They don't want people to be able to victimize others. You know, and a lot of the folks who promote this, obviously, live behind, you know, big walls, gated communities, have security, and they don't have to deal with it. But the people who are victimized the most when bad folks are running loose are the people in the lower income neighborhoods. Can't afford to buy a gun. Guns aren't cheap. And they're the ones who tend to be victimized the most. They may not have a lot of stuff that other people want to steal. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But they're victimized by the people in their community. You're always victimized by people in your community, almost without exception. Whenever anything happens to you, you get burglarized, you get attacked, you get, you know, something, you get murdered. It's somebody you know most all the time, something like whatever, generally in your community. And so we got these people who are, you know, living, you know, glass houses behind big walls, telling other people they can't have guns and putting out laws that do nothing but hurt the poor people who can't afford the things that will protect them. And they continue to be victimized. And these people don't care. And then they wonder why the Democrats seem to be out of step with America. Well, you know, have you talked to any? I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I talk to people all the time with whom I don't agree. You have to talk to people and understand how they think. Or listen. How about just shutting your mouth and listening to somebody who doesn't agree with you? And you may not, at the end of the conversation, you may not go to their side, but at least you can understand where they come from. But everybody's screaming at each other on X and everything else, and nobody wants to really take the time to listen to why a person believes what they believe. You know, their position in life, their perspective in life is different than yours because of how their experience growing up. Okay, and you still may not come to the same conclusions they do, but you can at least understand why they believe what they believe. But try to talk to some. It's like when people will say, oh, well, I think everybody should, you know, pay their fair share taxes. And I said, okay, give me a number or a percentage or a number. I've never had one person ever, anyone who's ever said, if there was a fair share of taxes, no one has ever been able to give me that number, either a number or a percentage. Just give me one of the two that you think is fair for people to be taxed. Tell me what it is. They can't. They just can't. And it's sad because you don't want to stand there and scream and yell and holler about everything, but you don't understand basic principles of economics or anything else. You just want to scream and yell. You don't know why you're screaming and yelling? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay, gang, it's been fun sitting in for Mark today as he takes a well-deserved day off. You can follow me on all the socials, Heidi Harris Show. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Sue, for hanging out with me today. Tons of fun, always with
been
you
a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for appreciate you filling in
thanks,
here for Mark.
Heidi.
Yeah, too much fun. Okay, guys, I will see you down the line, I'm sure, very soon. Thanks for being here.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.